Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson, a free newbie lesson. So welcome all of you that are listening on iTunes. The lesson is called Newspaper, and my name is JP.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Are you ready?
I am ready for this. Now tell us our keywords.
Okay, the keywords. In fact, we're going to have two keywords.
Okay.
The first one is periódico.
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 Okay, so this is the word for newspaper.
That's right.
Periódico. It's kind of a long word.
Yes, it is. But, you know, periódico, in there you have like period. Mm-hmm. So it's like everyday period. So
okay.
You can make the connection there.
Okay, yeah. In English, we can say periodical.
Really?
Yeah, it's part of the library section.
Oh, okay. So
but only librarians say it.
Okay.
Like regular people, I'll say newspaper, huh?
Okay. So, periódico.
Okay.
And the second one is las noticias.
Las noticias, the news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you would read las noticias in el periódico.
That's right.
Okay.
And here we listen to a guy, he's, you know, with the dog, and he's like, come on, go get the newspaper.
A dog?
Yeah. Didn't you have any dog that brought you the newspaper?
No. We didn't train the dogs to bring the newspaper.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, mine either. He always ate it. But anyway, doesn't matter. Let's listen to the dialogue three times.
Okay.
Dialogue, first time.
Me pone el periódico. Bien hecho. Vamos a ver las noticias. Solo malas noticias.
Second time.
Me pone el periódico. Bien hecho. Vamos a ver las noticias. Solo malas noticias.
Third time.
Me pone el periódico. Bien hecho. Vamos a ver las noticias. Solo malas noticias.
Okay, we're back, and the dog didn't say much, Liliana.
No. Come on. This is a monologue.
It's a monologue. Okay. Let's start with the translation.
Ve por el periódico.
Go get the newspaper.
Ve por el periódico.
Go for the newspaper.
Ve por el periódico. Bien hecho.
Well done.
Bien hecho.
Well done.
Bien hecho. Vamos a ver las noticias.
Let's look at the news.
Vamos a ver las noticias.
Let's see what's in the news.
Vamos a ver las noticias. Solo malas noticias.
Just bad news.
Solo malas noticias.
Only bad news.
Solo malas noticias.
Okay, so the dog actually didn't say very much.
No.
There's no dog language. It's all Spanish here.
Don't you talk to your dog?
Absolutely.
You do?
Absolutely.
In what language?
Usually I speak English to the dogs, but my mom wants me to speak Filipino to the dogs to help them, you know.
Really?
So they don't lose their heritage. All right, let's start with the analysis.
Ve por el periódico.
Go for the newspaper. So there's our keyword, newspaper.
That's right.
Periódico, right? And how do you say the newspaper?
El periódico.
El periódico, okay? So it's a masculine noun. Now, when we say for the newspaper?
Por.
Por.
Por el periódico.
Okay, por means for.
Mm-hmm.
And then to complete the sentence, we have the command word, right? The word for go.
Ve.
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 Okay. Ve. Now, that's the verb ir, and this is the command form when you're talking to your dog.
That's right.
Okay, the dog has its own special form. It's not a formal dog. It's not a plural dog. It's just a regular, informal, singular dog. Go for the newspaper.
Ve por el periódico.
So the dog runs out and gets it.
Bien hecho.
And bien hecho. This is what we say to the dog when they do a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So well done. So what's the word for well?
Bien.
Bien. Okay, and then the word for done.
Hecho.
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 Okay. Bien hecho means well done. Liliana, bien hecho.
Gracias.
Okay, but the dog can't say gracias.
No.
So the owner opens up the paper and takes a look, right? He says, let's see the news.
Vamos a ver las noticias.
Okay. Literally, this is we are going to see the news, right? Now, I heard our key word.
Las noticias.
Las noticias. The news,
right? That's right.
Las noticias. And then the first part means we are going to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does that go?
Vamos a ver.
Vamos a ver. Now, whenever we want to say let's see or we're going to see, we're going to say vamos a ver, right?
Yeah, just use the chunk.
Mm-hmm.
It's vamos a ver.
Okay, it looks like three words, but folks, really, this is something that you're going to hear so much, you're going to be glad that you memorize it all as one big chunk.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what's in the news.
Vamos a ver las noticias.
Okay, he has a look, he turns a few pages, and then he realizes, Oh, it's only bad news.
Solo malas noticias.
Okay, now I heard the word for news again.
Noticias.
Now, how do we say bad news?
Malas.
Malas.
Yes, and it has the S at the end because noticias is plural.
So the noun is plural, so the adjective is going to be plural too. So bad news, malas noticias. Okay, now at the beginning he says it's just bad news or it's only bad news.
Solo.
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 Okay, solo means it's just or only, right?
That's right.
You know, in English, solo means one person.
Yeah, well, in Spanish you can also say estoy solo, which mm-hmm. means I am alone.
I'm alone. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so only bad news. Solo malas noticias. That's too bad. They should put good news in the newspaper.
No, that's not true. Sometimes we have good news.
Sometimes.
Yeah, really. When you go to like the technology section.
Oh, yeah.
The medical section and all
that's
these
true.
Breakthroughs.
Breakthroughs. Yeah, that's good news.
I love those news.
Okay. Let's listen to the dial again 3 more times and we're going to come back.
Dialogue, first time.
Ve por el periódico. Bien hecho. Vamos a ver las noticias. Solo malas noticias.
Second time.
Ve por el periódico. Bien hecho. Vamos a ver las noticias. Solo malas noticias.
Third time.
Ve por el periódico. Bien hecho. Vamos a ver las noticias. Solo malas noticias.
All right, we're back, Liliana. And do you have any news for us? I hope it's good news.
Okay. Oh, you know, big news.
Okay.
All this month is breast cancer.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes, okay. Awareness Month. So please go to the doctor, ladies.
Okay, get your mammograms.
Exactly. And if you're listening, guys, take your girlfriend, mother, sister, whoever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is good news, Lily. Thanks for that. And some more good news is that you can try SpanishPod for free for 7 days, right? You just go to SpanishPod.com, sign up for the free 7-day trial, and you'll get free premium access to everything on the site, including all of our different levels, you know, of podcasts and our videos. So for now, I guess it's time for us to go. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.